Get smart, Biden declares no real intelligence to deny the climate crisis. By Simon Kent on September 3, 2023. There is no real intelligence to deny the climate crisis or its impact. President Joe Biden warned skeptics and doubters Saturday as he toured damage in Florida left behind after Hurricane Idalia smashed through the Big Bend region. Speaking to reporters in front amongst fallen trees and debris, Biden pointed to recent weather events and disasters, saying, "Nobody can deny the impact of the climate crisis. There's no real intelligence to deny the impacts of the climate crisis anymore," The Guardian reports. Just look around the nation and the world for that matter. Historic floods, intense drought, extreme heat, deadly wildfires that cause serious damage like you've never seen before. He added, continuing a long-running theme of climate alarmism that has been a hallmark of his administration. Biden's journey to the Sunshine State to survey damage from the Category 3 storm, meet with survivors and thank personnel leading the response and recovery efforts, alongside First Lady Jill Biden. He was also joined by Florida Senator Rick Scott, Republican Florida, Live Oak Major Frank Davis and other local officials. These crises are affecting more and more Americans. And every American rightly expects Federal Emergency Management Agency to show up when they're needed and to help in a disaster, Biden said. So I'm calling on the United States Congress, Democrats, and Republicans, to ensure the funding is there to deal with the immediate crises, as well as our long-term commitments to the safety and security of the American people. Biden is not the first to warn that opposition to climate policies is either misguided or lacks intelligence or both. His special climate envoy John Kerry has previously said he simply does not understand why people question White House climate policies. Related, John Kerry on Biden climate agenda. So logical, I don't understand the opposition. According to analysts cited by The Guardian, Hurricane Idalia, which also swept through Georgia and the Carolinas, could become the U.S.'s costliest climate disaster of this year. Early estimates by risk analysts have put preliminary costs between $8.36 billion and $18 billion. As Biden seeks re-election, the White House has asked for an additional $4 billion to address natural disasters as part of a supplemental funding request to Congress. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.